Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Morgan, it's just a entered a contest and said that I won an iPad, and it was only cost me $1.50 for shipping, but I wasn't sure if that was legit or not.
Yes, and have you already tried to claim that price?
Well, I just put everything in, but I didn't go ahead. I just wanted to call this customer service number first.
Yes, and so that is a sweepstakes. You would have to win that product.
Okay, it said I did, but they wanted me to put in my credit card for $1.50 before they would ship it. But I wasn't sure I should put my credit card information out there. And, you know, they drained my credit card, and I'd never done this before, so that's why I was calling back customer service to make sure that it was legit.
Yes, and so usually those are going to be a sweepstakes, and you would have to be enrolled in our app first in order to be eligible. But that's going to be a contest entry.
Okay, and I did that, so it would be then just go ahead, and I can put my credit card information in, and they'll ship me the iPad.
So you would need to read the terms and conditions, because if you're enrolled in our contest, you would have to be in our subscription, and that's usually about $40. So have you done the subscription?
Oh, okay. No, I have not.
Yes, and would you like for me to check to see if you're into my contest with your zip code and first and last name?
Nancy V. Walter.
Your zip code?
85308.
85308.
Yes.
Yes, and so again with that email address, or don't know what the email address, with that zip code and first and last name, I'm not seeing anything, so it doesn't look like you were entered into that contest.
Okay, then thank you so much.
Thanks for our customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.